This time 10 years ago, the world faced a possible rerun of the Great Depression of the 1930s when the Lehman Brothers investment bank collapsed, triggering the global financial crisis. The ABC senior business correspondent Peter Ryan was covering the drama a decade ago when the financial world went into the brink of a meltdown. And Peter, the stakes were incredibly high around the world and here in Australia.
That's right, Sabra. The Lehman Brothers collapse was the culmination of a two-year build-up of greed, debt and poor lending standards, with the subprime mortgage crisis triggering the US housing crash and some exposed Wall Street banks fell like dominoes. As the US government considered who to bail out and they ultimately let Lehman Brothers collapse, global markets froze, banks were too afraid to lend to each other, and central banks slashed interest rates, heralding trillions of dollars of economic stimulus. Here, the then Treasurer Wayne Swan and Prime Minister Kevin Rudd responded with a massive cash splash to keep consumers and businesses spending. The Deputy Governor of the Reserve Bank, Guy DeBell, told me he recalls staring into an abyss of unknowns as the crisis unfolded. And I spoke with him in what was once a GFC war room at the RBA's headquarters in Sydney. Well, Guy DeBell, just firstly, describe the mood here at the Reserve Bank headquarters in the wake of the Lehman Brothers collapse.
So this has actually been going on for quite some time. Since about March of 2008, there'd been this rolling sequence of institutions going under, getting close to going under. Actually, we were sitting there saying, well, what the hell's going to happen here? So the atmosphere was more just uncertainty.
But pretty tense times here in this room as you were seeing this whole situation unfold.
Yeah, because it was just, as I said, you just didn't know how and where this was going to end and what were going to be the consequences.
At the height of the crisis, were those fears real that the world might slip back into something like the Great Depression of the 1930s?
As has been remarked on any number of times, Ben Bernanke, who was head of the Fed at the time, he was absolutely dead set on not repeating the same mistakes of 29 and doing pretty much everything that was in his power to avoid a repeat of the Great Depression.
But that was looking like a pretty big risk when you go back 10 years ago at the height of the crisis.
Yeah, I mean, you were sort of standing on the edge of the abyss and looking over it. I don't think you were quite in a Wile E. Coyote moment. You hadn't gone over it, but you were standing on the edge of it. And if there were things that you could do to prevent the world economy falling off that cliff, then they were going to be done. You know, that, was very much driven by the fear of what people were seeing. Things, markets, economies, trade had seized up through the last part of 2008, and something had to be done to arrest that, to prevent a repeat of the Great Depression.
Now, you're a bit of a music fan. You love punk music. What tune or what song was going through your mind as all this was happening?
So I'm trying to think back as to what I was listening at the time. So I got asked this question recently, and I thought the best encapsulation of it is a song by The. We have a song called This Is The Day, and there's a line in it: you didn't wake up this morning because you didn't go to bed. Because the main protagonists in those discussions had basically not slept for at least a month, and maybe a few months in some cases, because they've been dealing with this rolling sequence of crises. And a bunch of decisions being made by people who hadn't had a hell of a lot of sleep for quite a long period of time. So interesting to reflect as to what impact that had on their decision making.
At the time, there were so many unknowns. How confident were you about the global financial system and that it wasn't in the process of melting down as so many people feared?
I don't think you could have a great degree of confidence at various periods of time. So there was a lack of information for a long period of time as to who had exposure to what and how insulated various parts of the financial system were going to be from collapses going on elsewhere.
Sitting here 10 years ago, what were the major concerns for the Australian economy, given what was coming out of the United States, Europe and Asia?
It was more just how bad are things going to get in the global financial markets. You were seeing some really historically very deep and liquid markets seize up. US Treasuries market, which is about the most deep and liquid market in the world, had a period of dysfunction. I think it was on a Friday, where it pretty much shut down.
And central banks around the world were slashing interest rates, and the Reserve Bank acted quite dramatically at the same time.
Yeah, so we'd had a pretty strong economy leading into this, but from September 08, from memory, started lowering the cash rate, lowered it once, and then over the rest of the course of the year, lowered it by a reasonable amount in fairly short order.
Australia's now 27 years without a recession, but how close did Australia go to being swept up and falling into something quite deep?
I mean, the last quarter of 2008, we had a decent contraction in growth, but it was only for the one quarter. You know, we had a non-trivial rise in unemployment as well. So, you know, we were absolutely affected by it, just a hell of a lot less than nearly every other part of the world.
The federal government pretty much threw the equivalent of the kitchen sink with massive stimulus on the advice of Glenn Stevens, the Reserve Bank Governor at the time, and Ken Henry, the then Treasury Secretary. In hindsight, was that the only thing that could have been done?
I think it was the right thing to do. You know, the cash splash, as it's called, was an effective way of getting the stimulus into the economy pretty quick, and it worked.
10 years on, what lessons have been learned?
Over the last 10 years, there's been a major program of reform. The most obvious one is that banks now have to hold more capital than they did back then, much more resilient on the funding and liquidity side, and some of those interlinkages between institutions are much less now than they were then.
Do you worry that memories are short?
I always worry about memories being short because memories are short. If you go back to the Great Depression, there was a very large regulatory response to that, which over the course of the next few decades, those memories gradually dissipated, and then we ended up on a much more deregulatory bent, which culminated in terms of where we were in 2006. So over a long sweep of years, history can repeat. I don't think we're anywhere near that today, but it doesn't mean in, you know, a decade or two hence we could be.
The RBA's Deputy Governor Guy Debelle speaking with the ABC senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.